The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everyone. It's Robin Ellis, and Grandpa Ellis will be back in just a minute. He's playing Grandpa Duty for just a second, so give us about 2 seconds here. He's just sitting down, and I've been joined by a three-month-old as my new co-host who just figured out why she was moving around that Grandpa brought us. You're back.
I'm back?
You're back.
Okay, good.
You saved me.
Well, you know, Robin says, we've got the baby monitor right here. So she says, you're going to have to go get her. I'm like, okay. So I went, peaceful as all can be. She's sleeping. I came back out, sat down. She goes, you're going to have to go get her. I'm like, I just was in there. She's sleeping.
So I said, you're going to regret not getting her.
So I walk back in. She's sleeping peacefully. I pick her up, and there she is. She's with us. And she
belches like a sailor.
Yes, she does. She gets a little belch going. I mean, she gets a little gassy, and you burp her. I mean, I don't know if I've ever done one that good.
Oh, you have. Don't worry.
Okay.
Where'd you put her bottle? Oh, I see it. Okay, thank you. Never mind. Everybody just hold on tight because this is going to be fun.
Yeah, and the boy just woke up, too. I don't know if he's standing up behind me or not, but... That's why we're kind of reserved this morning. We've got two little babies here. We don't want to wake either one of them just yet, but let's see how this hour goes. Let's talk to Peter. Good morning, Peter. How are you this morning?
Good morning. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning.
Good morning, baby. Listen, I initially called a while ago, and I thought I got dropped off the line, so...
Sometimes it just takes us a while to get there.
You know, you were third on the queue, so...
That's wonderful that you're getting calls in.
So what's up?
I was thinking about catfish. That was the topic.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what size... Okay, from my understanding, I've been doing a lot of reading on fishing for a long time, and my understanding is that you got to get rid of every possible bit of black skin off the fish.
Oh, really? Why do you think that is?
Well, that's where... You know, to me, catfish have always tasted muddy.
Mm.
And
depends on where you get them.
It really doesn't matter.
Oh, indeed it does. Indeed it does.
No, I'm telling you, I've caught them off the Potomac River way upstream.
Mm-hmm.
And, they were extremely muddy. And now, what I didn't know, and then through reading...
Hard to believe that with so many people liking catfish so well, and especially channel catfish, which are in the upper Potomac.
Oh, they're wonderful fish. It's just that you gotta clean them off extremely well.
So, in other words, all you have to do is skin them to get rid of the flesh.
Well, of course,
And that can be done, you know, several different ways. You know, you used to
But in the fillet itself, you got to take off. You got to take off every single bit of black skin that they may have.
Right, you know? You said that, Peter. So,
and, you know, hey. So you get down to a completely white fillet.
Got it. And the way you do that, if you're talking about what they call the mud line or the blood line, that's basically fat, Peter.
That's what that is.
So what I do is I take my fillet knife and I go right down that lateral line.
Right.
And then I cut that flesh off. Yeah, I don't like to eat the fat either. So, but hey, thanks for the tips on catfish. We appreciate it.
You have a great day, Peter.
Have a great day, Peter. 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And we would welcome your call on catfish or anything else we've talked about. Grizzly.
How about some perch recipes? Anybody's got some good perch recipes?
White perch.
I've been dying for some perch.
Yeah. I know. White perch. We got to go.
I know.
It's the perch run.
Go.
I'm gonna. I might even slip in a hickory shad trip while I'm out there. We'll see.
Go.
Now. Get out of the house.
Yeah. How you doing, Chris?
I'm doing okay.
Good.
So is Sweetie your baby here.
Well, I know you're anxious to screen just dozens of calls here this hour, so let's give that number out one more time, 410-922-6680.
No, and see, this is when it happens, is the last hour, because people are getting up.
Well, sure, of course. I understand that. Been that way for 32 years, Chris. You know? It's been that way. And then they wait till like a quarter till.
Exactly.
In the middle of a break to call. And you shouldn't do that. After the first break is when to call, between the first and the second break, before the first break. After the last break, there's not much time left. So, but, you know, we're doing better with social media. The Facebook page has got a good
following?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I've been liking, been honoring friend requests that have been backed up, for me, I don't know, 3 or 4 years. So I probably added 200 friends last week, you know, and I share the radio show page with those friends. And so, you know, I'm getting a little more activity, but I'm trying to get folks to just go on the page and like it, you know, Outdoors and Radio Show page. So that's what I got. Oh, if you go to the homepage of Ellis Outdoors and you click on any of those, I got to talk to Brian and see if he can put a link on for Facebook. He said he thought it was on there, but I'm not sure it is. So we'll make sure that happens this weekend. So, but there is a link now for anybody that wants to listen anywhere in the world to go on the Outdoorsman Radio Show website, which is housed at Ellis Outdoors. Did I mention there were pictures of me on there? Anyway,
what was that word you used?
My public persona.
Public persona, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Chris, you should have heard that line he used on me the first time I met him. Oh, still gives me headaches.
Anyway. what was I saying?
I have no idea.
I don't know either. But if you go to the ellisoutdoors.com and you click on the button for the radio show, that tells you everything about the show. If you want to listen online, there's a link there to the app that you can download. And if you're thinking about being a potential sponsor, the advertising rates are now online, and you can download those forms too. So, Brian's great. You can actually go on that app. And if you have an iPhone, you can download your iPhone. If you have an Android, you can go to your Android. So, anyway, let's talk to Joe. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Adam.
How are you?
And good morning, Robin. How are you?
Morning. How are you?
And good morning to your little grandbaby.
Oh, man.
Thank you.
There's something else, buddy.
Yes,
really
for
are.
Her first time on the air, and she's drinking. You know, I'm really worried.
Sounds like some of our callers.
Exactly. Listen, as a matter of fact, I overslept and I didn't catch the first hour. Have you talked about where to go fishing? I know you were just talking about shad and perch runs.
Well, we talked a little bit about black bass. There's a new. Are you a bass fisherman?
I have fished for bass, and, but I'm not. I can't say I'm a big bass fisherman.
Mm, I got it. You don't have the $70,000 boat and get in all the ornaments.
No.
I got it. Well, there's a new report out on black bass 2021, the best places to fish for bass, best freshwater places, best tidal places, and things like that. That's on the DNR website, but you got to search for it.
Oh,
I mean,
okay.
you got to search for it. You got to put in black bass 2021 to find it, because they didn't make it easy to access. You know, I mean, if you're on their email list, you got a link to it, but. Man, I went to look for it this morning for, to download for the show. That took a long time to find it, which, I thought, that's weird. But anyway, any creek right now on the eastern shore is going to be just loaded. I mean, water-wise. We've had 2 days of rain, it's just the streams are over their banks. I don't know what's going to happen to the perch runs. The yellow perch run was just about done. The white perch was just getting started. But I'm not sure what's going to happen with all the high water now. So,
No, I just was curious. I know a friend of mine was talking about going up to Port Deposit area.
Port Deposit is...
Shad.
Yeah,
huh?
Port Deposit. Yep, absolutely, for shad. The run hasn't... I don't think it's started yet. I think that's going to be another week or 10 days before the shad run starts. But people are finding hickory shad mixed in here and there. So, the shad are coming. I think I've heard that the Potomac in D.C., Fletcher's Boathouse, there are some shad there now. But again, with the high water, I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, the high water, that'll change everything. But it's the water will recede as well.
It will.
And by the way, I've been looking. I don't know if I told you, I was looking to adopt an old hunting dog. One who's a little arthritic and can't move too fast. I figured I'd name him 3 Miles, because when the doctor asked me if I was exercising, I told him I walked 3 miles twice a day.
I like that. I like it. Well, that's perfect.
Yep.
That was the best one I've heard in a while.
I hope you guys have yourselves a great rest of the week not the rest of the week, but the rest of the month and next month.
Oh, sure. I appreciate that. Well, hey.
I had to tell you, just seeing yesterday and how pretty it was and our grandson out running around, it was just like this spring is going to be wonderful.
Joe, I had an aunt or aunt, however you say it, a while back that was walking about 10 miles a day.
Wow.
And it's been over a month and they haven't seen her. So. All right, buddy.
Thank you very much. Take care.
Bye-bye. All right.
I need a good joke for the day. Give me a minute.
All right. Let me see here. We've got some recycled ones. Let me find poor buddy. Let's see. Oh my! Do you have any, Robin?
Well, I will in a minute.
Oh,
go take your break.
Yeah, that's probably a great idea.
I'm trying to send you the right link for this too. I hope I got it.
Well, I'll tell you something. First of all, I have to see who I have to talk about. Got it. Okay. Let's talk about Clyde Sports Shop. They're ready for spring. They're a year-round fishing shop.
Mm-hmm.
In Maryland, you can fish for something year-round, And this year's been a great year for pickerel on the tidal rivers and ponds and lower, eastern shore where the ponds are, loaded with pickerel. And they've been, of course, they came through their sale here a few weeks ago, but now fishing season's getting ready to rock and roll. You know, trout season, they've got all the baits for trout. They've got all the live bait and minnows that you need for the perch run, grass shrimp, bloodworms, whatever you like to use, they've got it. They've got the frozen bait, too. And crabbing season's about to kick off here on the 1st. Now, I don't know if the recreational crabbers are going to be out there. I haven't heard any forecast about crabbing. But I guess we'll know here soon enough. So if you need to go recreational crabbing, they've got all the supplies, the nets, the pots, the trot lines, the bait, and all that type of thing. And Clyde's is ready. They're ready for spring. I mean, they're so ready for the pandemic to be over and people to get out and start recreating. And, of course, they've got, you know.
So are people.
Yeah, I mean, we're chafing at the bit here, and there's no question. But if you want to go fishing, check out the full line of fishing tackle, rods and reels, line, and terminal tackle at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop. Hey, you put it off long enough. Spring has sprung. Time to dress up that backyard for fun times with your family and friends. I mean fun times, crab feasts and reunions and get-togethers and that type of thing. Backyard Billy's on Ken Island is your go-to place for making backyards fun. Giant selection of colorful poly and hardwood outdoor and patio furniture. You can pick a color that matches your house or your shed or anything else in your yard, and they've got it. Tables and chairs and bar stuff, Adirondack chairs. You can see all that from Route 50, exit 44 in Ken Island. You'll find swing sets and tiki bars and storage sheds in Backyard Billy's backyard. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles, and they'll deliver your purchase free to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Inside Backyard Billy's huge showroom, you can check out the barbecue grills by Traeger. That's a pellet grill. Big Green Egg and Kamado Joe. Those are both grill smokers. There's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings and freestanding deck umbrellas. Those fire pits, I'm telling you, I'm enthralled by them. Some of them are just, they've got bass and ducks.
I know, they're gorgeous.
Yeah, I know, they're gorgeous.
Pot leaves. Remember that one?
Yeah, that's, yeah. I remember that one. It's pretty funny. Anyway, there's the fire pits and rings, and then the deck umbrellas. These things are enormous. They'll cover your whole deck. You just park them in the corner and put them up, and your deck's covered. It's amazing. Browse the great-looking garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle, theme, and budget. Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. BackyardBilly's.com, 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500, open 7 days a week. Route 50 at exit 44, Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great. So, hey, Bay Country Crabbing Supply in Edgewater invites you to their new location, 3137 Solomon's Island Road. It's on the northbound side near Advance Auto Parts. Call 410-956-0300. Bay Country Crabbing Supply has everything you need for recreational, commercial crabbing, freshwater, tidal, and bay fishing tackle, too. And now Bay Country Crabbing Supply has a new hunting department complete with Hoyt, Prime, and Matthews bows, with more on the way. Bay Country Crabbing Supply has bait and ice, stackable traps, commercial pots, rig trot lines and trot line parts, live boxes, nets, rope, buoys, stainless steel steamers, a new supply of stainless steel steamers made right here in Maryland. And you know what? A full line of fishing tackle and gear. Bay Country Crabbing Supply's open house is April 24th, and Robin and I will be broadcasting from there from 5 to 7 a.m.
He didn't tell me that until recently, that I was joining him.
That's if you want to. I can take this. I can pack up our little equipment and go over there. And you
no, because I'll get the phone calls.
Exactly. 410-956-0300. Hey, Waterman, bring your license for your discount. Visit the website, BayCountryCrabbingSupply.com. We'll be right back.
Well, our next cold front comes in quickly tomorrow for Palm Sunday, bringing some thunderstorms to the Baltimore forecast. Midday Sunday and early afternoon, and some half-inch-plus rains advertised for tomorrow. Quiet weather to get the weekend started here with sunshine today, high 73. Not as cold tonight, mid-50s with south winds. And then thunderstorms with our next cold front on Sunday with a high of 77 degrees, 42 degrees Sunday night. Monday, sunshine 60. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We all want clean water, and that pond on your family's property really needs cleans. Vegetation has overtaken it, and sediment is slowly filling it in. You know, something needs to be done, and you have questions. What chemicals can I use? Will the fish die? Do I have to hire some guy with a backhoe? How expensive will it be? Legacy Waters Environmental Services has the answers. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive with no need to restock, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. Gone. The best part is, Legacy Waters Environmental Services is committed to providing affordable solutions which will revitalize your pond. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint and to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex at Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Talk Radio 680.
WCBM. I'm on a first name basis at the tackle shop. I got a charge account running up nonstop. They ought to give me my own parking spot. I can't fit another plug in my tackle box. It's always under construction for all my weapons of mass destruction. I got buzz baits and Zara spoons, pumpkin seeds and flutes, booyah crawfish jigs. I got a 7-foot flipping stick, all the soft plastics to hook one on a Texas rig. My wife stays on me and my banker just told me that he's working on a tax deduction. For all the money I'm dropping on my weapons of mass destruction.
Hey, Alan.
Yes, Rob.
Real quick. Three fishermen were fishing.
Okay.
When they came upon a mermaid.
Oh, no.
The mermaid offered each one a wish. The first fisherman said, double my IQ. So the mermaid did it, and to his surprise, he started reciting Shakespeare.
Mm.
Then the second fisherman said, triple my IQ.
Mm.
And sure enough, the mermaid did it, and amazingly, he started doing math problems he didn't even know existed. The third fisherman was so impressed, he said the mermaid, quadruple my IQ. And the mermaid said, are you sure it's going to change your entire life? He said, yeah, I'm sure, I'm positive. So the woman, mermaid turned him into a woman. Okay. He wasn't impressed. I was impressed. I thought it was perfect.
Let's talk to Pete.
Oh, yep. You two are so... Not fair.
Wait, aren't we celebrating Women's Month or something?
I don't know. I don't pay attention to that. I mean, they celebrate fake ice cream made with grass.
Let's talk to Pete and Sever. Good morning, Pete. How are you?
I'm delightful. I spoke for a couple of reasons, but hey, Robin.
Yes, sir.
Any man that's right-minded doesn't say amen to that joke.
That's a good joke, and I agree.
It really was. Hey, I'm riding out to be on the Garden Club radio show with Al, and I'm just looking at this beautiful full moon on the northwest horizon there.
Yep.
How great it is, the outdoors. And, the reason I was called was no more than just thank you. Thank you for the passion you have for the outdoors and trying to encourage everybody else to partake in what God's created for us. Very few people have passion and dedication to something. And I know you're not getting rich on the radio program. But I hope everybody that loves and appreciates you calls and tells you that.
Well,
thank you so much. You know, it's funny. Alan hasn't seen it yet, but we were sitting here first thing this morning. That full moon was coming through the back door glass, and I got a great picture of it. It was gorgeous this morning.
It was beautiful.
Well, Pete, you have a super day, and thank you so much.
Well, I will hope you guys do too.
Thank you for the kind words. We appreciate it, Pete. You're a bit, retired businessman now. Do you think? What do you think of social media?
Social media. I minimize my exposure to it.
Okay.
I'm a believer that if I want to say something to somebody, I'm going to call on the phone. I'm going to talk to them, and I want them to do the same for me.
Got it.
I think it's narrow and business, but it can be used for good purposes.
Got it.
I like your attitude.
Yep. Thanks, Pete. Appreciate it.
Love you guys. Bye.
Have a good
you too.
Day.
You have a super day. Drive safe.
See ya. Let's talk to Robert. All it says is Bay Bridge. I don't know if he's on it, under it, or...
Talking about it.
Or approaching it, or talking about it. I'm not
sure. Morning, Robert.
Good morning. At other times, we might be under it, but we were crossing. We're on our way to the Little Gunpowder.
Oh,
oh,
great.
Nice.
First day of trout season.
Yep, it is. It is that. Yep.
Is it?
Yep.
Don't you want to go fishing?
5:30 is the official time, but you can't see much then, so...
No, you're right. You're right. So
donut jack to fuel up first.
I gotcha. Well, now what type of fishing do you do for trout? Spinning, fly fishing. What's your preference?
Some of everything. I grew up really fly fishing further north.
Right.
But with my young children, and two of them now are in their 20s, so they're not so young. But I took up the spinning rod again, just because I had to be with them and be the mate,
right,
et cetera. So this time of year, there's less fly activity. You can do some good with a streamer or the nymph, depending on your patience.
Right.
But at least one of them will be used as a fly rod today exclusively. So we'll see how they do.
I had a friend back in Pennsylvania, a pastor friend of mine, who made his own split bamboo fly rods, okay?
Right.
For the express purpose of using a fly rod to fish with minnows, live minnows.
Ah, okay.
And
well, I've known people that would use the fly rod, again, further north to do things like fish a worm just because they like the length of it and the feel.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So, but he had a great technique. He would go along these little farm streams and, that had been stocked, or tributaries of streams that had been stocked, and he'd walk the bank and use the fly rod and a minnow to probe every little crevice and hole along and under the banks, and he was quite successful at it, you know.
Yeah.
And people don't understand that trout will occupy almost any space that they can occupy. You know, I love to fish some of those mountain streams with, you know, where you could float your bait under a rock or your fly under a rock, you know, and feel that hit underneath the rock and try and get that fish out of there. I mean, it was great. I love trout fishing like that. So.
Yeah, that's a good point. I just read a book about streamer fishing that is about 30 years old, and one of the points was to leave that streamer out there and just let it kind of swim itself around a pool sometimes for several minutes.
Not a bad idea.
When I'm fishing, I'm, you know, more like a salmon fisherman, casting, drifting, watching.
Yep.
But there are points to doing just what you described.
Got a nice picture of Lefty Cray and myself. I interviewed Lefty for a radio show several years back at the Maryland Fishing Challenge at Sandy Point State Park.
Okay.
And in this day and age, I often go back to that same quote from Lefty.
Uh-huh.
Common sense ain't so common.
That's good.
Yep.
What were his trout streams? Where was his trout fishing?
No, but that was his home turf because he lived in Cockeysville.
Okay.
But he fly fished for everything all over the world, you know.
I know that. I just wondered where he started and, you know, what the basis was.
I think he started with Joe Brooks, I believe.
Okay.
You know, because he was working in Frederick at the time, and Joe fished, you know, the Frederick watershed a lot. And, you know, the Order of the Jungle Cock, and, gosh, that goes back a long time. I'd have to look at that. But I think Joe Brooks and some of those guys fished together. I think Lefty got his start there.
Yeah, that's interesting. I have one son at Mount St. Mary's, and the debate was whether to go up there and meet him somewhere and fish like Owens Creek or over where we're more familiar, the Gunpowder. We get up here half a dozen times a year. Last year accepted.
I met Joe Brooks at a sports show in Hollidaysburg, Pennsylvania when I was a kid. And I got his autograph on a paper napkin.
Yeah.
Where it is, God knows, you know. And also have one of his flies somewhere.
Yeah.
Tom Marr's daughter was married to one of Joe Brooks's relatives, and I'm pretty sure that Tom Marr's daughter has a lot of his stuff. So,
well, that's interesting. We're at one of his places in there, even years after, you know, he passed.
Yeah. Yep. Interesting.
Donut sounds really good right this minute.
Hey, thanks for the call.
Have a great day. Good luck.
Enjoy your trout fishing trip.
I'm sure we will.
You take care.
Bye bye.
410 WCBM 680 is our. That was nice. Trip down memory lane.
Yes, it was.
Yep. At that sports show, I'll never forget. I don't remember anything else about it other than Joe Brooks, okay, legendary fly angler, and up on the wall, somebody had a average size rainbow trout, 12, 14 inches, wrapped in white skin, taxidermy with white skin, and they called it an Arctic trout, like it had polar bear fur.
Oh.
Yeah, it was, you know, one of those oddities.
One of those things you remember from the whole thing.
That's one of the, it was unique. It was, you know, unique enough to remember. You know, in the old taxidermy books, taxidermists did a lot of things with squirrels and frogs. You know, a table full of bullfrogs playing poker.
That's
taxidermy.
Really kind of weird, but cool.
Yeah, squirrel standing up on a branch with a bow and arrow pulled back, a bow made out of a stick and a string, and it with an acorn cap. Yeah, people were creative.
I think that kind of, well, like I said, it's weird, but cool.
Yeah.
I hate to say it's really cool because people think I'm weird, but
well, look up,
I think it's really
look up taxidermy oddities.
Okay.
There are people that actually collect that stuff.
Okay.
Yep.
As soon as I get another free hand.
Well, she's doing good.
She's been excellent. Yeah, I'm amazed.
I'm amazed that the one behind me isn't making more noise, but that's okay.
I think he went back out.
I think he did. So, 410 WCBM 680 is our phone number, and we welcome your calls here on the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Bucks Bear Stags, one of our businesses, is having a measuring event for those of you on the Midshore at Schrader's on May 16th. It's a Sunday. This coming Saturday, keep in mind next Sunday is Easter, believe it or not. This coming Saturday, we will be measuring at a shop in West Virginia by the name of Valley Guns 2. It's in Inwood, West Virginia. Inwood, Inwood, West Virginia. And Chuck Wilcox will be there. And one of our new team members, Josh Vance, who also measures for the West Virginia Records Program, will be there. So two of our guys will be there starting at 11 o'clock. And anybody from Frederick or Washington County or up that way, Montgomery County, is listening and has a deer that they'd like to have measured, and especially a black bear. We'd love to see a black bear come in. Stop by. It's from 11 till 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's just, unfortunately, it's a short window, but we'll measure as many animals as show up, that's for sure. And we already have some youth deer. We've got a deer coming from Washington County, Clear Spring. The thing's 25 inches wide. It's an amazing-looking deer. So if you want to see some of that stuff, stop by. That's Valley Guns 2, Inwood, West Virginia. And all that is on our Bucks Bears Stags webpage, bucks-bears-stags.com. Let's see. All right. Let's talk to Henry, then we'll take our final break, okay?
Hi, Henry. Hello, Henry.
Henry hung up.
Henry
hung up. Bye, Henry.
Bye, Henry. Have a lovely day. All right.
That's how Brian always says, bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia. Bye, Felicia.
Brian always says it. Bye, Felicia.
Okay. Oh, goodness gracious. 410 WCBM 680. Hey, we were talking about catfish earlier, by the way, folks. You can always read about catfish on the DNR website, but if you want an easy way, go to MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com, MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com. We've got photos and descriptions of all the Maryland catfish, the catfish of Maryland, the good, the bad, and the tasty. We've got the flathead invasive, the blue catfish invasive, and then we have the channel cat, which was actually introduced, and then there's a couple Maryland cats on there, you know, like bullheads and things like that. But we spent a fair amount of space showing you our Maryland catfish. So and when you go there, that's to MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com, you can see our new team members. There's pictures of Larry Myers from Pennsylvania. Matt Pyle lives in Berlin, Pennsylvania, my second hometown, and Josh Vance from Hughesville, West Virginia. He'll be one of the ones measuring there, and then our COVID-19 protocols also there about wearing masks and sanitizing tables and that type of thing. So you learn a lot listening to the show, can't you?
Yeah. In fact, your granddaughter, did you hear, she started talking. We talked about catfish. I think she wants one.
She wants some cat. We'll get her one. Okay. Hey, do you have a beautiful fireplace in your home that you never use? You know, we did too. It's just a hole in the wall that sucked the heat out of the room. So we fixed that when we visited Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Now, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Robin and I selected Backyard Billy's to supply our Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert after several disappointing visits to other Delmarva dealers. It was not a fun hunt, but it was when we found Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. They did the installation. They provided us a friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service, and we both enjoy the convenience, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. Hearth and the remote control, too. Hearth America,
yes.
Backyard Billy's carries both Enviro and Regency brands, and now is the perfect time to consider a gas fireplace insert. You know, if you're going to do some renovating, it's going to take a little while, but go up there and check it out for next year so you won't be cold in that room. It's a perfect time.
Best thing we ever did.
Yep. Now's the perfect time to own a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom, Route 50, Exit 44. Be ready for the cold weather now. Visit BackyardBillys.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's open 7 days a week. Route 50 at Exit 44. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. What's the matter?
Nothing.
You got a struggling little baby over there?
I'm fine.
She's very active right now. So, hey, if you want to go fishing, you live in the Baltimore area and you want to go fishing, you owe it to yourself. You've never been, or if you're even a regular customer, stop in Clyde's Sports Shop. You know, check it out. There's a new tackle coming in daily. Last year, there was a holdup on fishing tackle orders and, you know, backed up 6-8 months. Well, all that stuff's starting to come in for 2021. So why not check it out? The Shakespeare rods and reels, the Ugly Stick, the Pfluger rods and reels, the Penn spinning reels, all kinds of fishing line. If you want to wind some line on your spools, that's the place to do it. Kids fishing combos, St. Croix rods, all trolling tackle for any type of fish, not only rockfish, but, you know, the Clark spoons and the Sea Striker planers for the Spanish mackerel in the summer. Why not check it out at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Live and frozen bait, minnows, fishing licenses, rod repairs, terminal tackle, circle hooks, bucktails, umbrellas, and parachutes for rockfish. 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
We all want clean water. So does your community have a yucky sediment pond in the development and your homeowners association doesn't know what to do about it? Is your local golf course water hazard choking with weeds and sediment? Is your farm pond or waterfowl impoundment not friendly to fish and waterfowl anymore? What about your community pond owned by the town or county? Does your local marina have to deal with overgrown vegetation every year? If you said yes, here's the solution. Legacy Waters Environmental Services. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. They're gone. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations to come. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bed Liners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bed liner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex bed liner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called Value Guard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex! Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Talk Radio 680 WCB.
Down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones, and mighty fine for skipping stones. You feel fresh as a lemonade by sitting in the shade. Whether it's hot, whether it's cool, oh, what a spot, whistling like a fool. What a fine day to take a stroll and wander by the fishing hole.
Can't think of any callers on the line, Chris?
To pass the time of day.
Henry called back.
Yeah, we've got Henry, and then I gotta screen another call.
Okay, buddy. Hey, Henry, how you doing?
Doing okay.
What's up?
I have a family member used to sell that, all kinds of fish, like lake trout, bluefish.
Yeah.
Just all types of fish.
Sure.
Used to sell it a lot, you know.
I got it. Yep.
Sell it on Frederick Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
That's going towards, like, Glen Burnie.
Yeah.
Things like that. I remember them days.
So did you grow up eating fish?
What you say?
Did you grow up eating fish? A lot of fish?
Yeah.
Sure.
A little. You know, he gets some. He would get some and things like that.
I know, got it, yeah.
Things like that, you know.
Yeah.
So, exciting time, you know.
Yep, I got
he
you.
He had a high time in it, and then he went down. And then other people, you know, took over, you know.
I got it.
Yeah. They'd be out there in Cherry Hill sometimes on the bridge. What type of situation that is? Is it a lot of fish out there?
Out Cherry Hill? Yeah, you can fish it out there in Cherry Hill. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Yep. Probably catch some striped bass and some perch out there. Yeah. So.
Thanks for taking my call, man.
You got it, Henry. Hey, I wanted to ask you about somebody in the... Never mind.
Bye, Henry.
Bye, Henry. Okay. Let's talk to Joe in Glendon. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. I have a couple of questions about fishing license.
All right.
How old does a child have to be to have one?
16.
Okay, so they're under 16. They
mm-hmm.
Okay. And I'm 75. Do you need them as a...
Yeah, it's $5 for a senior.
Okay, well, I didn't really care what it was. I just wanted to make sure if it was necessary that I had one.
Yeah, oh, yes.
Okay, great. Okay, I think that's about... And I guess any place that sells bait would sell fishing lessons?
Sometimes.
Okay.
Sometimes. I'm going to guess, Joe, that you don't do a lot of time online, right?
I haven't. No, I can't get going. Okay, you're right. You're a good guesser.
You know, a lot of places sell fishing licenses, no question about it. Hardware stores and other places, you know.
And Clyde's.
Clyde's is the number one spot, but he's in Glendon. I don't know if he'd ever get down to Clyde's, but, you know, there's not a lot of fishing tackle places near you. Clyde's Sports Shop? 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9.
Okay, Lansdowne, I can find that.
Yeah.
But anyway, okay, well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
You got it.
You have a super day.
Enjoy your time outdoors.
I'm taking my grandchildren fishing, but I figured, wait a minute, what am I getting into?
So,
no, just enjoy it.
Enjoy it, yeah.
Okay.
Can't wait to get these little guys out.
So. Yeah, I'll be up. untangling fishing line all the time.
That's exactly what you do.
That's the fun part.
You take one extra pole just so you always have one to be untangling.
That's smart.
Good man.
Right.
I'll remember that.
Thanks for the call, buddy.
Thank you. I
appreciate it. Yep. That's funny.
I like that extra pole idea. I'm glad you said that because I never thought of that.
Yeah, you have one rigged up.
It makes sense.
Then you go, well, here, just use this one now. You know, you put the bait on. And
my grandmother was always untangling my line, so.
Give them that one, and then you untangle their line or cut the line off and start over and re-rig it, you know, and then that one's a reserve rod. Yeah.
I still remember the first thing I ever caught.
What was the first thing you ever caught?
A snapping turtle.
First thing you ever caught?
Mm-hmm. I was like 3 years old, 4 years old.
Uh-huh.
I got pictures of it, and I pulled in a snapping turtle. Well, with my parents' help.
Yeah, of course.
Grandmother's help.
That's cool. First place, yeah, first place I ever went fishing was on the campus of Penn State in Altoona, Pennsylvania. They have a dam there they used to call it. It was an ice rink when it was cold, but they called it the warming dam. I don't know why they called it the warming dam, but that's what they called it. And I remember standing on a rock and pulling up a sunfish, and don't ask me to name the species, but it was either a pumpkin seed or a bluegill, and it was about 3-4 inches long. That was
the real pretty colored ones.
Real pretty colored one. Yeah.
I never called them anything but sunfish.
Yeah.
And we love catching. When you got that, that was like you were special. You know, we'd pull in perch and spot, and but then somebody catch a sunfish, and you were like, you were cool.
You were cool, huh?
It was right off Dad's office dock.
Sure.
All the time.
Sure.
He'd work on teeth, and we'd fish.
Fish for fish. I got it. So, guy goes into a pet store, and he's looking for a really unique pet. And the pet shop owner goes, I've got a talking fox for you for $10. Guy says, that fox doesn't talk. Fox turned his head, jumped up on the counter, and said, most certainly do talk. As a matter of fact, I've written several books, and I've climbed Mount Everest twice. Guy said, that's amazing. That's amazing. He looks at the owner, pet shop owner, and he says, you've got a talking fox here that's done some amazing things. Why only $10? Pet shop owner says, I can't take the lies anymore. I think that was a good place to start the music, Chris.
Oh, thank you, Chris. Couldn't you start it about 3 lines earlier?
I can't take the lies anymore. So, I don't know where Chris is. He's not talking.
No, it's not at all. It's just I had a late caller, and they wanted to talk to you, and it's like, he got less than 10 seconds. It's not going to happen.
I got it. Yeah. Unless he wants to talk about begonias, then you got the perfect place for him coming up
exactly.
next.
Exactly.
So, Robin, say your thing.
Okay, everybody, get out, stay safe, and take a hint from Joe. Take your kids or grandkids fishing today. It's going to be beautiful.
Stay connected and